Just a bunch of white trash. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay, here's something from live TV last night in Minneapolis. We had to beep it out.
Okay.
They're talking to a man who's watched the bridge collapse.
Yeah.
And they're asking his response.
Okay.
And he says, S-H-I.
Uh-oh. Jungo.
Here we go.
We are also checking in with some witnesses that are on the ground there, listening to their report.
Before you knew what happened. That's okay. We won't use that.
We were stuck on the bridge for about 40 minutes, you know, 30 minutes, something like that.
So. Yeah, yes.
Word. You know. Really.
I know.
Time to take the cover off that word, don't you think?
Yeah. Really?
Ugly sex situations, cheap jokes, and dirty dialogue are not wanted.
Yeah, right. Hear that, right?
Here, the Don and Mike Show.
That's right. What is this tape? Ann Curry can't talk.
Oh, goody.
Amen to that.
Oh, from the Today Show. You got to let this one. It's about 45 seconds long.
Okay, is it? And it's early morning, Ann?
This is late in the show, Ann Curry.
Oh, late in the show, Ann Curry. All right.
Late in the show. Ann Curry, who spent the whole morning on the Today Show talking like this.
Because we're not bright enough to be sad at a
sad,
tragedy.
Sad news. It's a sad day in the Twin Cities, so I have to be sad.
I hate that when she uses her sad voice.
Well, here she is trying to talk about, High School Musical. Anyway, here she is. She's as dumb as a box of rocks.
Meantime, if you've got a kid in your house, you got to get to the TV set now. If you're, of course, if I'm saying that, you probably aren't at the TV set now, but get the kid to the TV out now. Okay, because we've got, let me help you out here, the stars of Nickelodeon, Drake
help
and Josh. They're here. They're here. Look at they're outside already signing signatures. And they're going to be performing, one of them.
And there's
right?
Drake Bell.
In fact, performing live in our studio.
In fact.
Very cool. My kids love these boys.
I know, my kids do too. In fact, they're already
young
here.
Young men.
That's right.
Yes.
They're already here at the TV. In fact, I just learned an interesting fact to know and tell.
Right.
Drake's mom is a professional world champion billiards player.
No, you're kidding.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a pretty... We're going to find out about that coming up, I guess, too. What about the weather?
Jesus.
Somebody give me a C.
She's man, smooth. Come to play.
There are a lot of stupid girls in the media.
I've always had the theory, too, that Roker doesn't like her.
Everybody can suck it.
That's why he's doing coke, Mike.
You're listening to the ramblings of a moron.
Right, coke.
Oh, loved it. Mark Traub and I have both been doing lines all day.
Yeah, great.
That is the greatest out-of-context Al Roker.
That ain't my favorite TV show. My favorite TV show is American Chopper, and Paul Jr. will be on today.
Ooh, oh, wow. Fantastic. We didn't get him last time. We got Senior and Mikey the last
Senior,
night.
So I'll be climbing up into Paul's rectum today.
May I join you up there today?
The full examination. Well, only if I could have first shot.
Of course. You let me have it with Rickles. You go ahead with Paul
Jr. Some of my favorite episodes. I do love the chopper. And, you know, as we mentioned yesterday, Senior got married.
I wish the same level of energy, only a bit more from Paul Jr. than we had with Rickles. Just a bit more.
You know, they told me I had to be on this show. And I never even heard of this show. But, you know, we got a new episode coming up. So I called him. And, you know, it wasn't bad. That's pretty much that's the energy level you get with
you
the
You know, titles. I really felt satisfied that when I went on that show that they understood afterwards that, you know, I was a pretty good guy. And they were pretty good guys, which is a nice detail.
You know, when they told me I was going to be going on a show with a couple of guys that were brain damaged, I thought, are we building a bike for them? But as it turns out, hey, you know, retards can do radio, too. Whatever.
The titles.
So he's coming up.
Cool.
Great moment today behind the scenes with my man, Michael Hughes.
Yes.
If I could just briefly talk about the greatness that is Michael Hughes.
Please.
And how not to make this faux pas if you're in any level of management or, hell, anywhere in an office.
What is the faux pas?
Well, if you're going to send an email to a superior about somebody and you're going to write something that's less than flattering, you probably don't want to carbon copy them on it.
I would think that was taboo. And I like the way you say carbon copy, too.
Yes,
you know, you take us back to the days of mimeographs and carbon copies.
Yep, here we go. I'm not going to read all of these because it's too inside. But the very first one that he sent to one of the many vice presidents at CBS.
Yes.
Had the header of Don, colon, the fun continues.
Like Dennis the Menace.
So I get
he copied you on that.
Right, so I get I get it, and I read what he's written, and he's basically writing, I'm a mental patient. without divulging what he wrote.
Right.
He wrote three separate paragraphs, each of them partially true, but slanted in such a way that you would think that I was standing in front of him with a necktie around my head, holding a flaming torch, and there were monkeys crapping all over the place while I was speaking to him.
Oh, God.
Well, he didn't want you to see that.
No.
So that's too funny.
He sent you a copy.
Oh, my God.
So I email him right away.
Sure. Yeah, why wait?
I get it.
You know, did you think at one point, though, that if you didn't email him that maybe you'd be continuing to get him?
No, it had to be.
It was just one particular oversight.
You don't send an email to a vice president, you know, saying, Don, the fun continues.
Yeah.
And I read it to you.
Yeah, I know. And it was it was alluding to the fact that you were, it didn't sound to me like he wanted you to see that.
No, not flattering. So I shoot him an email and I say, Michael, why are you misrepresenting facts to name unknown? Uh-huh. I'm not going to mention the name. And there's normally he's lickety-split. Johnny, last word, Mr. Blackberry, Mr. I've got no thumbs because I type so much. There had to be maybe 3 minutes, which for him in cyberspace is an eternity.
Right, crickets.
And hold on a second. Maybe I can read his lame response.
Because it was funny. I hope I didn't delete it.
Off your phone.
Yeah, hold on a second. Michael Hughes, the fun continues. Okay, here it goes. So I called him on it. Here's what he wrote. That came out wrong. I will clarify. My apologies. And what he didn't know that is while he was doing this, every time he would email me something, I would forward it to the guy that he originally
that's cool.
Sent it to.
I like that.
And after about four of these,
wow!
After about
talking about getting everybody at the table,
yeah. And after about four of them, I indicated to Hughes that I was forwarding these to the man.
Yeah.
Then I got the nervous response from him, which was, "I'm okay with that. I meant to send you that. Why would you think I didn't mean to say
exactly.
Come on, ass. So then I get the...
sounds like a fun, full morning.
Hold on a second. Then I get the... Where's the one from the guy?
It's hard to spin all the plates.
Okay. So the guy, who shall remain nameless, when I write back to him about this whole thing, and I've sent him the copies, he writes back, I gotcha. I appreciate it. This is fun to read on my after a three-hour meeting with Philadelphia. Oh. Hope you're doing well. I'm on my way to Aruba.
There it is.
We all should be.
There it is.
What a dumbass move by Michael Hughes. I mean, you hear about that, and I know that Beth Ann did that one time.
Yes. A lot of people do it.
She sent out an email about what a jerk Hughes was, and she accidentally sent it to him.
Right. It happens if people are doing a tremendous amount of correspondence, that's when it really happens.
I wish they'd invent an unsend button for email.
But like I said, really, the best part, the sweetest part was everything he sent me, and I realized I looked like a mental patient. Maybe I looked like the picture that he was portraying of me in New York.
Right.
But I outlined my counterpoints to his note, and then as he sent... As each message became more spasmodic and all over the place, and he started with his standard, among his many excuses where I was on the telephone at the same time I was writing and I was not thinking.
Sure.
Then he writes back again, this is why I hate email. Every time he would send me one of his lame excuses, I would just send it on to New York.
Well, I'm sure that cleared things up in a hurry. And I don't.
Well,
think
I've not heard from Hughes. I've heard from the guy who's on his way to Aruba to have a nice trip.
Yeah, and that response is just like, okay, okay, thanks.
It's fun, isn't it?
I'm out of here. Aruba,
sure. Why not?
Good deals on Aruba vacations in August.
Knowing the executive, I hope it is a nude beach.
I certainly do too. Oh man, a nude beach with an all-you-can-eat buffet. Amen, brother. It's crazy. It's a crazy, crazy world we live in. Sure is. Isn't it?
So anyway, that's funny. That's great, and that's funny. And then the last tidbit that I'll tell you is when it all started to unravel, when after I sent him the email that said, oh, I've been, you know, CCing, you know, the guy about this, then the phone started ringing. And that's I said to Janet, I said, well, we can't just let it ring. Tell him I'm outside with the lawn guys.
So there wasn't any contact after that?
No, I didn't call him back.
Oh, my God.
He didn't call me back either.
Oh, my God.
That's the way I like it.
Yeah. Well, it's comfortable.
Quiet.
You know, it's just, you know what sucks in this business? And I've said this for years. It's you know, coming in and doing a little radio show, that's the fun part. Mm-hmm. That's the good part. It's dealing with all the other crap that surrounds it that is the absolute worst.
Dear executive. More fun with Don.
maniac.
Well, he's at it again. Blah, 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 blah. And then he said blah, blah. And then he said this. Blah, blah.
You know what? People don't think you're a maniac.
He does.
He does. Yeah. A couple of people.
I'd like to be a maniac. A
couple of people do.
I wish I had it in me, Mike. I really do.
To be a maniac. Like be on top of the building.
We have, from our prep service, and we rarely use a prep service, but this is so outstanding, I'm going to tell you that it's from a prep service because you're not going to believe it's from a prep service.
Okay.
It is, Rob, of the highest quality. An exclusive interview with O.J. Simpson.
Really?
Now, this is not one of those things that's set up with a fake guy going, you know,
hello there, I'm O.J. Simpson.
Right.
They really, this prep service for disc jockeys that are idiots, I guess the thought is, that you fool the listeners.
You pretend like you're really talking to OJ?
Yeah, you're assuming that your listeners don't know that he did this thing on the internet the other day.
And they don't know that this is pre-taped, and they really do believe that you're speaking with OJ Simpson.
And there's a script where it says, you tape. You tape.
Very good.
You tape.
That's simple.
I'll do the first page. You can do the second.
Let's have fun.
You. Welcome OJ Simpson to the show. Can you hear me, buddy?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Did you kill Nicole and Ron Goldman?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
You know, even today, people think you were responsible.
That I was what?
Responsible. Okay.
It's so believable. Uh-huh.
If you didn't do it, who did?
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson killed Nicole and Ron?
Yes.
You think this is a big joke, don't you?
There's humor sometimes in a little bit of everything.
Even in murder?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Even in murder, they're supposed to say yeah.
Yeah.
Here you go, Mike.
Okay.
Enjoy.
Page two.
Mike will take over. You read the part where it says you.
You welcome O.J. Simpson to the show.
No, all the way to the bottom of the page, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The last line is printed in blue ink.
Oh, okay. Oh, you, okay. You, okay. Seriously, Juice. If you didn't do it, then who did it?
You did it.
Is that it?
Oh, here's your next page.
Well, now page two.
You, I killed them.
Correct.
You, okay. I've never even been to Brentwood. Seriously.
There's one guy I think could have been directly involved, but, you know, I got to wait for that.
Would his name happen to be Orenthal James Simpson?
Correct.
You did it.
Guilty.
You. About time. Would you do it again? Would you kill again, huh?
I've had a couple of offers down the line, and if the money's right, yeah, at this point.
You will. All right, then. Now say that one word that everyone wants to hear one more time.
Guilty.
You. There we go. O.J. Simpson on the Don and Mike Show. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank
Good
you.
Interview.
And I take it back. They did like write it with some crazy, crazy gags.
Yeah, and just fantastic comedy writing there. Fantastic. Great editing.
Have Rob ask him how he thinks it went.
I'll take the Katy Couric tapes any day of the week. Much, much better quality.
You know, I don't know. Do they, Rob, do they send along a thing that the DJ is saying, like, that you should try to make the same ambient room noise?
No, they just sent the script and the tape.
Sure.
Just the script.
And it's obviously, you know, they don't care about the audio being chopped up because it's farcical.
Well,
a super long intro.
That would have to be like a Shaft. Gigantic long intro.
That could be 60. You could almost do it on car wash.
Hold on a second. Yeah, give me car wash.
The whole interview with O.J. Simpson. O.J. Orenthal James.
You get through some of it. Yeah. Something nice and long.
What's car wash? Hey.
Something nice and long.
Look at the size of his unit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Hey.
That's a frickle.
Peter North.
You win. You're the first one today.
What is this?
That's car wash.
Car wash. Okay. Good. All right. What the hell? Okay, here we go.
KCBQ. How you doing? Let's welcome O.J. Simpson to the show this afternoon. Can you hear me, buddy? O.J. Can you hear me, buddy?
OJ. Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
All right, buddy. Hey, did you kill Nicole and Ron Gorman, buddy? Huh? Hey, did you?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
We're talking with O.J. Simpson. You know, people think you're responsible.
That I was what?
Responsible.
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson. Are you saying that you want to have sex with Michael Jackson?
Yes.
Are you saying that you might be all the way fag?
There's humor sometimes and a little bit of everything.
Have you?
Yeah.
Oops. Hold on, too many.
You lost
too
your
many
place.
Buttons. Hey, I smell a fart.
You did it.
That fart smells like S.
Correct.
Hey, way to go.
Yeah,
good
nice.
Job.
That's
nice.
How you do it with the
that's,
juice.
That's right. A strong ending right there.
With the juice.
You did it. Correct.
Your fingers smell like poop juice.
And we, there he is. Again.
There's one guy I think could have been directly involved, but, you know, I got to wait for that.
Yeah. You mean the guy, so it's a guy's fingers that smell like poop?
Correct.
And is Joe Ardinger the man whose fingers smell like
guilty.
Poop?
Guilty.
Oh, he jumped right in there, didn't he?
Guilty. Mm-hmm. OJ, can you hear us? OJ, can you hear
us? Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Mike, you may ask him a question.
OJ, do you think that you're really known by now as America's number one asshat? Answer the question, please.
I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
No, you're not having trouble hearing me. You know
that. That was what?
Yeah, don't play this I'm deaf crap with me.
Who would you like to F?
Yeah, Michael Jackson.
All right, now, Mike, ask him any question.
Any question. Juice, do your peers abandon you regularly?
Yes.
Well, we have too, because we hate you as well, except for one man, Buzz Burbank.
That's right.
Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
Yes, we're talking about Buzz Burbank and how he hasn't abandoned you.
Juice?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
I said that you're a murdering bastard.
That I was what?
Yeah, a murdering bastard.
Okay. Juice, did you kill Bill Walsh?
Juice?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy.
He's ignoring me again.
I have to ask him again, Mike.
Juice, are you a serial killer?
I'm having a little trouble hearing you.
Very selective.
Juice, did you steal DirecTV down in Florida?
That I was what?
Did you steal DirecTV down in Florida?
Mike. Hey, it's time.
Oh, break time.
This is the Don and Mike Show.